Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Please! Please! Now!
Hi! This is my new boyfriend.
Me too. Sorry we're late. There was tons of traffic on the way.
So much traffic. It's so LA.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, Nuki's told me a lot about you.
Oh, did she?
Was ist so lustig, huh? Was ist lustig?
This says when your best friend is a little too friendly with your boyfriend. Look, I don't think this is the case most of the time. I know it's a joke, it's a skit. Most of the time, the female friend is going to be a huge KUNT to you. They feel threatened by you and they feel like you're going to take their friend away. And also, women want to be the one winning in her friend group. So she would rather have it where she has a man and all of her girlfriends don't got a man. So she can be the winner in the group.
What kind of shit is that?
So one of her friends getting a man is a threat to that. So that's another reason why she's going to try to destroy.
Just want to watch the world burn.
It's to the point now where I would tell a woman that I'm dating, like, look, maybe I'll meet your friends, but I'm already telling you ahead of time, I probably won't like them because they'll probably be disrespectful. And if they are disrespectful, I'm not going around them again. So maybe you can let them know in advance to nip it in the bud early. But yeah. Usually, the woman you're messing with, their friends are going to be horrible to you.
How could you be so sure?
And you don't got to deal with that, bro. You just don't got to deal with it. You already got to put up with crap from your boss at work, your coworkers, your family members, all that. The less people you got to put up with their bullshit, the better. And you have no obligation to have anything to do with your girl's friends. You already have to pretty much deal with her family, but friends, hell no.
Y'all know what the f*** I talk about when I say these things.
A friend that wants your man's attention is not a friend. Go watch that creator's entire video. This is why I always say, if you have a gut instinct that a woman is trying to get your husband's attention, your man's attention, just get rid of that friend. You don't want a friend like that. Because even if you have the best husband in the world and he's just not paying attention, he'll walk away. You don't want a friend in your life that is going to disrespect you like that. Because if you go watch that creator's whole video, it started out as her friend complimenting her husband.
Okay, I can't help myself. Let's count the red flags. I count bare minimum 4. How many did you guys find? Let me know below. But yeah, it's so interesting that women are so passionate about this topic of a friend wanting her man and how you should leave that friend alone and not have anything to do with them because they're trying to steal your man. They have a problem with that. But they don't have a problem with the friend insulting and being super disrespectful to their man on a regular basis. And then when the man bring it up to the woman, they're like, oh, you're being too sensitive. They didn't mean this like that or that like this. They'll just deny it. I just find that interesting. I wish they shared the same passion when it came to their friends, you know, talking down to their boyfriend or trying to get them to break up with their boyfriend.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
Laughing at his jokes a little too hard, telling her, oh my gosh, you're so lucky that you found him, to being in a bathing suit twerking while her husband was in the jacuzzi with them.
Like, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Like, at that point, I'm dragging that girl out. Like, you're not going to disrespect me like that. But that's why I say, if you see a red flag in a woman, like, she's showing signs of being interested in your man, you don't want a friend like that. Don't let it escalate. And I'm not saying it's that creator's fault, but I do think this is a really good cautionary tale of how women like that will escalate.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Another thing I want to point out, if she's hanging out with the type of women who twerk in jacuzzis, then she's probably that type of woman too. So just keep that in mind. Don't ever think a woman is hanging out with a group of women who are the complete opposite to what she is. That almost never happens.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
But let's break one more thing down. A woman with nails like these can't be sane. It's just that simple. There's no need for any further investigation. And not only are they long and ghetto, they have like cherries on them and shit. So that makes it like 10 times worse. Women who would make good mothers and good wives wouldn't even dream of getting some stupid ash like this attached to their hands.
I will never understand why people get upset when their significant other is hit on. Like girls getting upset because other girls are looking at their man. And the same goes for guys. Personally, I want my man to be everyone's crush in the club.
All y'all do the same shit. Whether if you were some homeless shit trying to dig cigarettes out of a trash can or you living in the White House.
Okay, the signs are right there. Club. We know what type of woman this is. The type that frequents clubs and bars and stays in drama at clubs and bars. But yeah, every woman wants that top 10% guy that every other woman wants.
They are who we thought they were.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Hey folks, you tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you could join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
Every woman wants that top 10% guy that every other woman wants. And that's why most of the women on TikTok are on here complaining about getting their heart broken, getting ghosted, and getting used for bedroom fun.
Surprise, surprise, surprise!
Women who actually want healthy, wholesome, functional relationships, they don't want a type of guy who gets that much attention. They don't want the guy in the club turning heads. They want a guy who's stable, who's going to come home, who's not going to be tempted to cheat 24/7.
The f*** did you think? What did you...
The same thing for guys who want that woman who's going to turn heads at the club. Those aren't people who, you know, are serious about having a serious relationship that leads to a family. They're worried about, you know, social status and looking a certain way.
Wait a damn minute.
Like, I want everyone to have a crush on my man. Because he's fine. Like, duh, they're going to, like, look at him and be like, damn. Like, I take that as a compliment. Like, I find so much entertainment from when my man walks away from me and goes to get a drink at the bar, and there's, like, a group of girls that's just, like, staring at him, like, they're, like, whispering at each other, like which one's gonna go over there?
Whoa the fuck up.
What the hell is the world coming to?
Well, I just sit back and I'm like, yeah, I know. And, like, the sheer entertainment that I get from seeing my man's face when a girl does approach him and tells him something, and he's like...
One drunk man is more intelligent than 3 women with PhDs.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Here's the thing. She's not going to be so ecstatic about it once those wrinkles start coming in. Once those boobs start sagging bad. You know what I mean? Once she can't pass for 20-something... She's not going to be so, you know, excited about it, trust me.
I guarantee you that.
But considering that she's probably the typical modern woman, I doubt that it'll even last, you know, to that point. These shallow relationships like that, they rarely get to that point. To where they've been together for, you know, 10, 20 years.
What an am I right?
And then he walks over to me and hands me my drink and gives me a kiss. And all the girls are like, you wish that was you, huh? Like, what's the point of getting mad at that? I will never be that girl that goes up to a girl who's talking to my boyfriend and be like, excuse me, that's my man. I just sit back and wait for him to be like, oh yeah, that's my beautiful girlfriend over there. And for her to be like, oh my God, she's so pretty. Having a hot man is fun. The way I see it is that when people are hitting on my man, I'm winning.
Are you delusional? Do you suffer from a mental illness?
Does this seem like the type of woman who got with this man because she saw a future with him? Or did she get with him because she knew how jealous, you know, all the other women that she came in contact would be? This woman is a total narcissist and an egomaniac. She's not going to make a good wife. She's not going to make a good mother.
You don't know that.
So this is what women mean when we say, please pay my bills or make my life easier.
because there's a lot of confusion with the She-Ra 7 sprinkle sprinkle movement, and a lot of men are very angry and upset, so let me break it down for you. See, on our baser instincts, women are built to find a nest and find a stable partner to build a life with, to build a home with. And men are built to mate with women. That's all they're really short-term focused. So when we have a man who is short-term focused feeding us lies that he wants a long-term relationship with us.
What the f*** are you telling me for?
What?
I gotta move. You ain't talking about nothing.
Most guys actually do want a long-term relationship with a woman at early ages, 18 to 25. Because let's be clear, most young men aren't, you know, killing it with the ladies and getting laid like that. But when you hear women talk about men who are young, they always talk about, yeah, they just want to have their fun and party and run through all the women. Because like I always say, when women get on the internet or on TV talking about men, they're talking about the men they see, which is top 15% at worst. And look, just because guys roast you in your comment section don't mean men are angry. They just came across your stupid TikTok and wanted to give you a dose of reality. Mm-hmm. They're not staying up at 3 a.m. thinking about your dumb TikTok, you know, pissed off, grinding their teeth. You're not the main character, ma'am. No matter how many times you tell yourself you are in the mirror. And the women who really were focused on long-term and having a family and getting that secured, they did it between 15 and 23. When a woman isn't looking for love anymore and she's looking for help, that's when it's time to ignore them. Between the ages of like 15 and 23, women can genuinely fall in love with you. But after they've been jaded by getting pumped and dumped, and a bunch of failed relationships, failed talking stages, failed situationships, they get more practical. It's all about the money and what he can provide. It ain't about the love no more. Once they've been ran through and their soul effed out of them, it ain't about love. Remember that, fellas. She needs you as a utility at that point.
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
In the heat of battle, he don't miss.
No.
In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.